Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Lucas, how is your planning for the annual company banquet going along? Did you choose a location yet?
I'm still trying to find a place. The restaurant we had last year's event at is booked on the date we prefer.
You know, everybody that attended last year's event loved that restaurant, so we should consider changing the date. Why don't you call them again and see if the restaurant is available on another date?
Okay, I'll call the restaurant once I finish meeting a client. Number 32. What task is the man responsible for? Number 33. What does the woman suggest changing? Number 34. What does the man say he will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jake. We're catering a wedding ceremony next Sunday. I was wondering if you would be available to work then.
Yes, I'd be glad to help you. You need me to make some desserts, don't you?
Actually, I'd like you to make the cake. I know baking and decorating cakes is your specialty, so we could really use your assistance.
That won't be a problem at all.
Thanks. Here's the order form so that you can see what kind of cake the bride and groom want to have for their wedding.
Number 35. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 36. What is the man skilled at? Number 37. What is the man expected to do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Dave. I'm talking to all of the library staff about possibly changing our hours of operation. We're getting fewer patrons these days, so we're thinking of cutting back on the hours we're open.
I am in charge of the library's AV room, and I don't think closing earlier would be ideal. Most of the users in my section come here during the evening hours.
So do you think we should open later in the morning, but keep the library open until late at night?
I'd prefer that, but we should probably ask our patrons for their opinions. Why don't we make a survey for them to complete? Number 38. What change is the library considering? Number 39. What section does the man work in? Number 40. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thank you for visiting the Tyler Theater. Do you need to purchase a ticket?
Hi, I'm Robert Scranton. I've got a membership here, but I've misplaced my card.
No problem. Just let me know either your phone number or membership number, and I can pull up your information on the computer.
Sure. My phone number is 554-0347.
All right. What do you need tickets for?
Oh, before I do that, can I get a replacement card?
Of course. I need to call my supervisor to do that. Miss Hamilton, could you assist Mr. Scranton with acquiring a new card?
Sure, but it's going to take a moment. Why don't you complete your ticket transaction, and I should have the new one ready by the time you're done.
Number 41. Where are the speakers? Number 42. What problem does the man mention? Number 43. What does the supervisor advise the man to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Greg. I thought I should tell you that I'm going to leave for the trade fair now.
Oh, great. Let me help you load all of the product samples into your vehicle.
It's just a small box.
Ah, all right. Wait a minute. You're leaving now. I thought the fair is scheduled for 2 o'clock.
That's right, but I don't want to run into traffic on the highway, so I decided to leave early to give myself extra time to get there.
Number 44. Where is the woman going? Number 45. What does the woman mean when she says,
"It's just a small box"?
Number 46. Why is the woman leaving for the event early? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. Martina, since we're planning to start selling our baked products online, I have something I'd like to discuss with you.
Sure. What is it?
I know a company called Symington International. It helps small companies like ours do market research. Basically, it will give our products to potential buyers and get their opinions on them.
By getting such early feedback on our products, we could know more about what prospective customers really want.
Exactly. That could save us both time and money in the future when we go through development stages of new products.
Okay, let's contact Symington International and find out what we'd have to pay for the firm's services.
Number 47. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 48. What type of business does Symington International do? Number 49. What will the speakers probably do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Lucy, the fancy house that was just built in Jacksonville is going to be featured by our magazine. Which photographer do you think we should hire for the photo shoot?
How about using Ernest Watson? He's our magazine's best photographer.
I'd love to use him, but he's scheduled to be out of the country next week. We'll have to use a different photographer on the staff.
We could use Florence West then. Ernest and Florence have worked together a lot. I'll talk to Ernest and see if he thinks Florence can take care of this assignment.
Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 52. What will the woman do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Hello, my name is Porter Wallace. I had an appointment to see Dr. Watkins at 3 p.m., but I missed it because my taxi got caught in traffic. Can I still see him?
Let me check, but he's pretty busy this week. His partner, Dr. Park, is out of town on business, so he's handling all of Dr. Park's patients in addition to his own. Oh, wait, here he is. Dr. Watkins?
Yes, Alicia?
Porter missed his appointment, but just arrived. Do you think you can see him now?
Sure, but let me review his file for a couple of minutes first.
Number 53. Why did Porter miss his appointment? Number 54. What does the woman mention about Dr. Park? Number 55. What will Dr. Watkins do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Hello, I'm a technician from Robinson Engineering. Sorry to be late. There weren't any parking spots nearby, so I had to park in the lot 5 blocks away and then walk here. You called?
Yes, I did. I hope you didn't walk too far. I called because there's a problem with the lights in this room. They should turn on automatically when people enter the room, but they aren't functioning properly.
All right. Do you need to use this room today?
I'm scheduled to meet with a client here after lunch, but I can hold the meeting in a different room, so there's no need for you to rush.
Number 56. Why is the man late? Number 57. According to the woman, what is the problem at the business? Number 58. What does the woman say she is supposed to do in the afternoon? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Tim. I've been looking at the production schedule for the factory. Shouldn't we have already started manufacturing the chairs for Harrison Furniture this week?
I was going to speak with you about that.
We're supposed to deliver the first shipment of office chairs to them next month, right?
That's correct. Unfortunately, we lack maple wood needed for the chair. I contacted our regular supplier to find out what's causing the delay.
What was the response?
Well, I have a conference call with them arranged in half an hour.
Let me know what happens. If we have to delay the project much longer, we might need to find a new vendor to provide us with materials.
Number 59. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says,
I have a conference call with him arranged in half an hour.
Number 61. What might happen because of a delay? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hello, I'm calling to find out about a membership at your gym. I'm a salesperson who just moved to town here.
So you live in the city?
Yes, but I'm often on the road during the week. I'm usually only in town on Saturdays and Sundays.
All right. What are your specific fitness goals you have in mind?
Well, I'd love to lose weight by working with a personal trainer.
That's not a problem. Why don't you drop by to fill out the membership forms this Friday so that I can set up a schedule with our trainer? Number 62. Who is the woman? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Who will most likely be the woman's personal trainer? Number 64. Why does the man set up an appointment for the woman? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and flyer. Hi, Jennifer. It's time for our company's annual fitness week, so I'm distributing these flyers. Here's one for you.
Thanks. Someone told me we're giving away fitness watches to every participant this year. The watch monitors how much you exercise and how many calories you burn when you wear it. They didn't give any gifts last year.
Yeah, the watches are fantastic. So, what event are you going to take part in?
I'd love to learn yoga, but I'll be in meetings all day then. The event on Friday looks fun, and I know my schedule isn't full on that day.
Great. Would you mind handing out the rest of these flyers to everyone here in the sales department? I need to drop by several other departments before lunch. Number 65. According to the woman, what is new about this year's Fitness Week event? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which event will the woman most likely take part in? Number 67. What is the woman asked to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and web page.
Hi, Stephanie. It's great to see you again. How is your work doing?
Well, I like my new job because it pays well. However, I've been traveling a lot lately because we have so many international clients. But I'm getting tired of that and would rather stay at the office instead, so I'm hoping to find a new job.
Why don't you check out the website bestjobs.com? You can even use it to search for jobs based upon how much travel is involved.
That sounds perfect. I'll check it out when I get home. Anyway, how are you doing?
Well, I'll be opening my own business soon. My last day at my job is this Friday. After that, I'll be my own boss.
Number 68. According to the woman, what does she like about her current job? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which job will the woman most likely apply for? Number 70. What does the man say he is planning to do soon?